It's the Sound Kitchen.
Mmm, yummy.
It's the Sound Kitchen.
Ooh, that sounds delicious.
You're listening to the Sound Kitchen.
Yummy.
And Susan Owens Beast Cooking.
Hello, everybody. Hi, I'm Sebastian from the Listener Relations Department. I have been working for RFI for more than 10 years, and I am really glad to be in the department today.
Hi, everyone. I'm Christelle from the same department. I've arrived at RFI last year. I've been working with Sebastian and taking care of our listeners since then. I'm really happy to be here as well.
We're always glad to collaborate with you, dear Susan.
Woo, high five.
Now, there's some voices you haven't heard in a while. The voices of Sébastien Bonnejol and Christelle Namur from our Listener Relations Department. Christelle you've not heard from because she took a year off from RFI. But it wasn't to just lounge about and do nothing. Christelle is a singer-songwriter, and she joined the cast of the new French musical Jesus in the role of Mary Magdalene, for which she had great critical and popular success and walked away with a nice contract for her very first solo album. She's published two singles since then, On Reprend Là, or We'll Go On From Here, and Un Par Un, or One by One, which came out just last week. After spending a year immersed in her music, Christelle has come back to us. She's back in the Listener Relations Department with Sébastien and the new Christelle, as we called her for a while, Audrey Yatone. Yay, Christelle is back, and Audrey's staying too. Yay, and hip hip hooray for Seb too while we're at it. I'm really fortunate to have such great colleagues. So guess what? Christelle is sitting right here beside me. Welcome back, Christelle.
Hey, Susan, I'm really glad to be back.
Why don't you give us a rundown on what you've been up to while you were away from us?
Well, hello to all Sound Kitchen listeners and RFI clubs. As you know, so I'm Christelle Namur, or Chris Namur for friends, and I'm really, really glad to be back after this wonderful year of musical adventures. I've spent the last 2 years working on two music projects. The first one was a big musical, as Susan just said, about the story of Jesus, and I was playing the part of Mary Magdalene, both singing and acting. It was an amazing experience, performing on huge stages all over France in front of a really big crowds. I learned a lot about stage presence and self-confidence mostly. I met amazing artists, singers, actors, directors, sound engineers. We were like a family, learning from one another. First, we recorded an album with the songs of the show, and then we went to Morocco to shoot the music videos. It was very intense, emotionally intense mostly, because the story of Jesus is really moving whether you're a believer or not. And the part I played was very inspiring. This woman, Mary Magdalene, was the only woman amongst all men disciples. How brave. She decided to quit everything, change her whole life, abandon all the bad habits she had in the past to follow her savior, Jesus. She's amazing, and it was such an honor for me to be able to step into her shoes. After shooting the music videos, we started rehearsals for the show, and then we were just good to go. And I'm really grateful for this opportunity life gave me. We stopped touring last April, and then I got another opportunity. I signed my first solo record contract with an independent record producer in Paris. So last year, I released my first single, On Reprend Là. And 5 days ago, I released my new single, Une à Une. And I'm really, really excited about this for many reasons. First, I love writing and composing music. I mean, I've been singing for a long time now. I started when I was just a little girl because I was just too hyperactive to focus on regular kids' activities like drawing, painting. So my parents used to make me sing songs to help me focus and to calm me down. So yes, singing has always been part of my life. And I started writing songs when I was a teenager at the age of 15. For me, it was a way to express myself, express my feelings. And it's still the case now. So that's mainly the reason why I will never stop writing songs. My songs are about a lot of different things. The song we'll play first, Une à Une, is about obsessional love, how someone can have a hold on a girl's mind and make her become submissive. Une à Une has a more urban vibe and sound than my first release, On reprend là, that is more ethnic pop. I'm a very emotional person and I get inspired by a lot of things, but mostly about my personal experiences. I love meeting new people randomly and discovering their stories. I love nature and admiring how beautiful our planet is. I love to travel and discover new cultures. I'm very curious about life, just like an explorer. So I get really inspired by things around me and then I just write them down. So having the opportunity to be heard, it's like a luxury in our modern violent world. And you know that very well, Susan, because you're a radio host. And being able to record my music and let other people hear it is just my version of being alive. And the cherry on the cake, getting to perform my own music live on stage, that is the real deal. It's both super scary and thrilling, just like bungee jumping, you know, so exciting. So voilà, a bit of who I am and what I do. And I'm sure you also have many talents. We saw picture of your cooking talents, very impressive. So what else can you do? Let us know on the Sound Kitchen Facebook official page and we would love to know more about you. And Eid Mubarak to all Muslim listeners. Cheers to all RFI clubs in India, Bangladesh, Pakistan, Africa, and everywhere you are.
So without further ado, here's Chris Namour's latest single, Un par Un, or One by One.
Je pense à toi et tout me paraît loin. J'entends ta voix et tout disparaît. Tiens, je crois qu'il est grand temps de faire l'amour. Oh, sans hésiter, je suis préparée. Viens, tape tes mots et tout me fait du bien. Laisse-toi aller, surtout ne pense à rien. Tes yeux fermés, ton corps contre le mien. Et je te laisse deviner la fin. Tellement as-tu été convaincu, déterminé, tu m'as vaincu. M'as vaincu, tu m'as vaincu.
Wonderful, isn't it? That was Un par Un by Chris Namour, who many of you know from the RFI Listener Relations Department. We'll hear more of Chris's music later in the show, but first, it's time for the quiz. On the 4th of May, I asked you a question about an article on our website entitled "A Tiny French Village Becomes a Model for Integrating Migrants," which we'd published a few days before. It's about a small town in France that welcomes refugees from around the world with open arms, incorporates them into their lives and their community, and are saddened when the refugees move away. They formed a volunteer group to help the refugees adapt to their new surroundings, and I asked you to tell me the name of their volunteer organization, as well as the name of the little village and where in France it's located. Christelle?
Well, the name of the little village is Ferrette. It's in eastern France, near the Swiss border, and there are approximately 800 people who live there. The name of the volunteer association the villagers form to help the refugees adapt to their new country is called Neighbors Around the World. The winners of this week's quiz are... Raju Rashiduzaman from Rangpur in Bangladesh. Also from Bangladesh, there is Raihan Ali, a member of the Nilshagar RFI fan club in Nilfamari. There are three winners this week from West Bengal, India, all from RFI clubs, and two are in the same village, Bairipara. Muhammad Saib, a member of the International RFI DX Radio Listener Club, and Naved Ryan, the president of the RFI fan club. Do you two clubs ever do things together? That would be interesting to know about. And last but not least, Nafisa Khatun, who's the president of the RFI Mahila Shrota Sangha Club in Hariharpara. Congratulations to this week's winner, and thanks to each and every one of you who wrote in.
How well do you listen? I have three questions for you for this week's quiz, all of them about Christelle Namour. One, how old was she when she wrote her first song? Two and three, what are the names of her two new singles, the songs she has most recently recorded? Again, write in and tell me how old Christelle Namour was when she wrote her first song, and tell me the names of her two new singles, the songs she published in the year she was away from RFI. P.S. It's okay if you give me the English translation of the titles.
You have until the 8th of July to get your answers in. Be sure to tune in on the 13th of July to see if your answer wins a prize. As always, be sure you include your postal address and, if you have one, your RFI Listener Club membership number. And don't forget to let us know if you're a miss, a missus, or a mister. We don't want to get it wrong.
Send your quiz answers to english.service@rfi.fr. That's english.service@rfi.fr. You can also text your answer to the Sound Kitchen mobile phone. Dial +336 31 12 9682. That's +336 31 12 9682. Always include your postal mailing address and, if you have one, your RFI club membership number.
आप सुन रहे हैं सोजन ओविंसबी को साउंड किचन के साथ.
Eid Mubarak. This past week, observant Muslims around the world celebrated Eid al-Fitr, the festival of breaking the fast, the festival which concludes the holy fasting month of Ramadan. We received lots of Eid Mubarak cards from you, thanks to everyone. But Sultan Sarkar, the president of the Shetu RFI fan club in Naugaon, Bangladesh, sent in a recording of his greetings.
I am Sultan Mohammad Sarkar, President of Shetu RFI Listeners Club for Bangladesh. Regarding all the presenters, artists and listeners of Radio France International English Service, the good wishes of Holi Eid al-Fitr. The Holi Eid al-Fitr is the main religious festival of Muslims of around the world. After a month of fasting, all the rich, poor, young Muslims are all in a field. Then pray to the Allah for their happiness, prosperity, welfare and world peace. This is a heavenly prayer. Thanks to all of you.
Thanks, Sultan. And don't forget to look at all the photos on both the Sound Kitchen and the RFI English Club's Facebook pages of iftar meals from around the world.
We have a new RFI Club member to welcome, Dr. Tyagasambandham Elampuranan from Chennai, India. So glad you've joined us. If you'd like to be a member of the General RFI Listeners Club, just send an email to english.service@rfi.fr and we'll get you signed up. You'll receive an RFI membership number, which you'll include with all your quiz entries. And if you win, you'll receive a premium prize.
Okay, my friends, it's time to clear the table and wash the dishes. Thanks for joining me in the Sound Kitchen, and keep those cards, letters, emails, and text messages coming. Many thanks to our producing engineer, Pauline Leduc, for putting the show together, and thanks to you for listening. Let's finish as we started, with music written and performed by our very own Christelle Namour. This is her first single. It's called On Reprend Là. How would you translate that, Chris? What's this song about?
Well, I would say let's go on from here. This song is like an invitation to stand back up, to find the courage to start all over again when life beats you down.
I really like Chris's music, and not just because I know and like the woman. I like it all by itself. Christelle, thanks for coming on the show, and thanks for coming back to RFI. How can listeners get copies of your CDs?
Well, they cannot get copies for now, but they can get the songs on the internet. So they just need to follow me on social medias like Instagram, Facebook, and they will get the link to download the song.
So Christelle's last name, Christelle, you can figure out, her last name is spelled N-A-M-M-O-U-R. So do your computers. Again, this is On Reprend Là, written and performed by Chris Namour. I'm Susan Owensby. Be well, do good work, and stay in touch.
Un bon